Juan Harris to visit the border.
Blog Talk Radio.
Recent immigration surge firsthand. The Pentagon is halfway through withdrawing U.S. troops and military equipment from Afghanistan. Roughly 3,000 U.S. service members will be withdrawn by the 20th anniversary of the September 11 terrorist attacks. Officials say approximately 500 loads of material have been flown out by large cargo aircraft. Central Commander Frank McKenzie says the U.S. is engaged in negotiations for bases to be used for counterterrorism missions after troops depart. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is keeping the heat on Senate Democrats to pass a sweeping voting rights bill. Senate Dems are in a pickle because West Virginia's Joe Manchin announced he will not support the House-passed For the People Act. Manchin has been pushing bipartisanship in the evenly split Senate and said he cannot vote for the bill because it has no Republican support. The CEO of Colonial Pipeline is telling lawmakers he's deeply sorry for the impact the ransomware attack had on the nation's fuel supply. Testifying before a Senate committee, Joseph Blount discussed the decision to pay the $4 million ransom to hacking group DarkSide.
I made the decision to pay, and I made the decision to keep the information about the payment as confidential as possible. It was the hardest decision I made in my 39 years in the energy industry.
Job openings in the U.S. are reaching a record high as the economy is starting up again. A Labor Department survey found there were 9.3 million job vacancies in April. That's 1 million more openings than were reported back in March. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
I'm Ryan Seacrest. First responders are people who stand for a greater purpose. They will be there for you when nobody else is, to help you, your family, your community. This is their selfless promise. This is their sworn duty, to protect, to serve, to help. When you call 911, first responders show up. Now, let's show up for the people who show up for us every day and every night.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
Let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, we'll see mostly sunny skies today with a slight chance of showers on and off throughout the day today. Of course, depending on where you live. Our temperatures around 66, 67 degrees. Tonight, those chances of light showers will hang around with partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures dropping down to about 49. For Wednesday and for Thursday, running up through the weekend, more clouds and light showers expected yet again. High temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. Low temperatures in the low 50s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Top radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Well, let's start out with this. Benny, Olivia, let's start out with this. Before I bring my fabulous, fabulous guest on, Counter Growth, Rise Above the Chaos, study comes out, and got it this morning. Love it. Love what I got. Talked to the people that did the little study. Kind of cool. Love how people do these infographic things. Olivia, I should get it to you. And it talks about where are we now? And they're asking businesses, where are you now? You know, how do you feel about things? And, you know, it's interesting. How do we convert what people say in a survey to actually real things? So here's what I want to share before I bring on Caroline. The deal is this. Optimism is rebounding.
Now, if you're us, we've been optimists. We've been like optimism, like throughout the thing. Because guess what? We've been optimism through COVID. We were optimism when we started the network in the middle of, yes, one of the worst economic downturns of my life, which we totally forgot about, chaos on steroids right there back then, 7, 8, 9, 10. Anybody remember that at all? But here's the thing. We're like looking at this, and the first time since before the pandemic in August 19, this is business leaders now. Most business leaders feel optimistic over the next 12 months. 57%. What's interesting about something like this is the people that are not talking. I love this. 6% are like, no, we are going to be in this mess like forever. But this particular study is really interesting. It talks about recovery. It also talks about the funding that businesses got, and most people didn't apply for because it's too complicated. But then it goes on to talk about the trends. Right up there, right there with Carol. This is like so in Carolyn's wheelhouse. For the first time, people are recognizing, oopsie, maybe people need well-being stuff and the importance of mental health and well-being. The survey, are you ready? Couldn't even get this when I was in HR. 74% agree mental health and well-being resources are important. 71% believe it's the right thing to do. 66% say it helps attract and retain employees. Carolyn Gross, rise above the chaos, joining me right now. Bam! That's where we are, sister.
Yay! Oh, my gosh. The dawn of the day we've been waiting for. It's here. People get it, huh?
My goodness.
I feel better if I feel better, huh? Maybe?
Ah. I have to just sigh.
Good.
Look, thank you for joining me here today for a lot of reasons. One, I want to let everybody know I had to have Carolyn come back. Rise Above the Chaos, Redefine Your Life. This is part two. You know, when I think about someone like you, Carolyn, here's what I think about. I think about what it looks like to be you, to have overcome so many things. And Rise Above the Chaos is just one of the offerings, right? You're an award-winning speaker, leadership coach, health advocate, and I can go on and on and on. Your books go beyond, you know, Rise Above the Chaos. You know, you also treatable, beatable. I want to ask you this. What's your reaction to that? That's hot off the press survey today. I did an interview on that thing today. I'm excited about it. But how do you see this in the world you live in to help us rise above the chaos? But to do it from the inside and the out.
Oh, from the inside and the out. Beautifully said. Well, we're in the midst of what I'm calling the global shuffle. Because that defining, that collective defining moment where we all ended up in a crisis at the same time. Take away your individual lives. Take away any challenges you had when 2020 began. You know, March 17, we all entered a defining moment called the global crisis. And if the end result is the quote that you had, that we had to endure all the, you know, roller coaster, the corona coaster, ups and downs, like how much of the down could you endure and how much could you take? Some people couldn't get away from the news. They couldn't stop watching.
Yep.
And those people, in my humble opinion, have a little more recovery work to do than the people who were able to put, you know, guardrails on how much they would listen to and watch per day, per country, right? Because remember, this show wasn't just in the U.S. It wasn't just in China. It wasn't, you know, it was everywhere. You know, I remember seeing 60 Minutes do the Italy feature. Right?
Oh, I was like, my relatives were out there, and I remember they did that. And what was your take on that, Carolyn? Let's talk about that for a minute, because it was a moment, and then it wasn't. Tell me about your take on Italy.
Well, it seemed to me that what happened to Italy was a warning of what was to come. Because there were people, remember, Pat, you and I are optimists. There were people that were thinking 3 weeks to 3 months at the most. Now we can be embarrassed about our optimism. But don't ever... Yeah, go ahead.
I changed gears. Let's talk about changing gears, because this is something you talk about in your book.
Yeah, tell me.
You talk about changing gears, but you don't use that language, but you talk about the idea of changing gears spiritually, mentally, emotionally, right, and physically, right?
Yeah.
And then there's another one which we can talk about later. It's like a little bit of different dimension. But one of the things that happened, you know, in these conversations is, some people did things in COVID that they were waiting to do.
Oh.
They had the possibility and the option to do them. And when I talked to, and some people didn't. You know, a majority of people, especially women, found themselves in a unique, uncharted territory where they never thought they'd be there before, and they had to learn some skills, and their recovery back is extremely difficult. But some of us had an aha moment where we thought, oh, my God, this is not going away. I better set my office up here, and I'm not able to be out in the world. Why don't I get two knees? I mean, that's what I did. I'm like, okay, all right, Linda's coming out. Okay, we're growing, you know, the medical
skill
here.
Thank you.
But I can get two new knees. Not everybody did that. How is it that we can help people, Carolyn, that you're helping people rise above the chaos? Because one of the things that I really glommed onto in your book, there's a lot of things I glommed onto in your book, but external chaos lives front and center in our lives. That is directly from your book. And if that is the case, COVID or no COVID, boy, we better learn some you-know-what. We better learn some stuff or get off the pot.
We need to learn some lessons, yeah. We need to learn what fuels us. You got two new knees. I got a new home.
I got a new home, too.
Hey. Okay, you win.
No, I didn't expect to get a new home.
Goodness.
But, you know, out to get a new home. Did you say, I'm gonna do something?
I knew it was coming, but COVID... accelerated the rate.
Yeah.
I knew it was coming, but I went, if I'm going to simplify my life and live where all my creative juices have been flourishing for the last 15 years when I would go on retreat or vacation or what have you, why don't I just move there? I do really good work there. And if I'm going to be zooming my life away, I might as well be in an environment where I'm inspired. You know, that's actually the thing we could kick into, too.
Let's kick it.
Yeah. If we didn't learn this last year, then listen, the bell's ringing. Your internal environment, your home office, you know, all of your internal environment matters. You know how we used to feel so good when we would have a spa day, we would go in, they have that nice music, the Indian flute plays, and they've got the waterfall, maybe they have some scented, what have you, aromas or candles. I had to create that in my home, you know, last year. But that's something that stays. And I'm also not somebody that didn't have healing temples in my home before this, but this is where everybody had to learn, you know, to harness their environment. And also, if you have kids, you mentioned the women had the biggest challenge. If those women were homeschooling and still working or taking care of their husbands who were working, you better believe the load.
Yeah.
Whoever did the homeschooling, it doesn't have to be women only.
No, it does not.
It can be men, absolutely, but whoever did that load in addition to their work and taking care of themselves, I mean, we still have to take care of ourselves no matter what all our extra tasks are, folks. that's a reminder of the book too, right?
It is. And, you know, one of the things I love, Carolyn, about what you're doing and about what your message is about is I don't know how many places we can clone you and put you to be, but let's just talk about a little bit about where we are today, because sure. you and I just didn't pop up all of a sudden and get to be those people that talk about, in your case, rising above chaos. And by the way, the chaos that you talk about and you've written about and the work you do, it doesn't only have to be the COVID chaos.
No.
That's just where we are today.
That's right.
I mean, imagine you're in the middle of COVID and you get diagnosed with a disease. It becomes too much for your husband or your wife. They decide to divorce you, and here you sit. Let me ask you this question. What was your greatest lesson, and how did you learn it, about chaos? Because you didn't just pop up and decide you're going to talk about this. There's something, some lesson you got, just like the one I got, but tell me about what you learned.
Well, my entire 25 years in working with chaos started
Good.
From one single moment, and it was a spinal cord injury on a family vacation. So I went in for a lovely swim with my father on the beach of Puerto Vallarta in front of the Fiesta Americana. So if anybody knows what these landmarks are, this is a fabulous hotel in a fabulous city where Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor used to make their love trysts. And have, you know, they put Puerto Vallarta on the map as a romantic enclave. And anyway, there I am in this fabulous city. And, you know, one morning we go out for a swim. And the next thing you know, a wave comes up. And my father has a spinal cord injury, which we don't know because all that's happened is we're in the water in a wave. But suddenly he has drowned. And the reason was the spinal cord injury. So the most dramatic of moments, we talked about environment a moment ago, setting up a beautiful, peaceful environment in your home, even if you can't do the whole home because you have kids or teenagers or, you know, your caregiving elders, it doesn't matter. We've got to have some place in your home that's healing. The problem with that chaotic moment in my life, and it was a life-defining moment, it forever changed the trajectory of my teaching and my career, was that it was such a pleasant setting. So you don't anticipate bad news. You know, what were we doing on March 9th that we would anticipate that the whole world was going to close? Those are the ones when they blindside you, when they just come up out of nowhere, your peripheral doesn't catch them. You know, I'm on holiday. It's Christmas. I mean, this is supposed to be perfect. Santa Claus doesn't bring spinal cord injuries. You know, in 1994, he did.
Yeah.
You know, so that was the one that I can never not feel. And you've had them too.
Yeah. You know, and I love that we get to talk about this because, you know, let's just coin a phrase one of my mentors said to me before I actually had a physical thing happen to me. You know, and she said, you know, Pat, you've gone through a lot of spiritual experiences, but here's the clue. You can't actually take a person to a place you haven't gone. And I never really got what she was saying until I got what she was saying.
Right.
You know how that works? People can talk to you and try to mentor you, and you're like, what did you just say? Because I had never been sick in my life. Really sick.
Right.
Right? And then I got really sick. And, Carolyn, what I want to ask you is, you know, when I think about the work that you do and, you know, your ability to really help people, how should I say it? It's what you say in the book. It's introducing you to you.
Yep.
And I think what you, to coin your, this is quoting you now, what you talk about is the reason for doing that, for you and I, to understand, to reintroduce you to you, right, to look at myself and know that, is because in the middle of the chaos, you talk about it's important to understand and know how much your life matters.
and every event of your life too. Because some people can fall victim, right? A health diagnosis like what you had and what I had, you know, believe it or not, my dad's spinal cord injury made my cancer diagnosis easy. Because I could still get up out of bed with stage 3 breast cancer, whereas my dad with a spinal cord injury couldn't move a muscle barely. So what happened was going through that, I knew, oh my gosh, cancer's arrived. Well, I want to do everything I can to heal. And the first most important thing is I have to believe I'm going to heal.
Yeah.
And so I call that the treatable and beatable mindset. And interestingly enough, you'll appreciate this. I was on NPR. I was interviewed on NPR. I'm on my way to Hawaii. Aloha. Aloha to the islands as I arrive next week and I do a book signing, et cetera. But I was on the radio and she started to interview me about, wasn't I worried about the variants of COVID and all this? And I said, oh, no, no, I don't want the dragon running my life. I don't want to be whipped around by the tail of the dragon with this variant or this reaction from this or that or the other thing. And I said, have you ever heard of psychoneuroimmunology? And she wasn't really familiar with the term. And I said, well, it's where you use your mind to heal your body, to impart to your body that it can heal and not to be afraid, but to be empowered and to be lifted. If you have to use spiritual tools or physical tools or emotional tools, whatever it is, you've got to be lifted, right? And that's how you and I did COVID, you know, and anything else that comes along to the best of our ability. That doesn't mean every day is great. So I wouldn't want people to, absolutely, I don't want people, everybody had their tests during COVID. You know, mine was, what did they do? They left the liquor stores open, but they closed the gyms and the churches. Yeah, that was not healthy for me.
Yeah. Well, and it shows. I mean, I work with women in recovery, and I will tell you that the greatest thing that happened in COVID when it comes to addiction, yeah, yes, every liquor store was open. And by the way, online liquor sales, 560% increase. Yo, right? You're like, whoa, like, well, you're not going to the bar, but think about it. 500, and somebody just told me they updated the numbers and it was still going up.
Wow.
How much liquor is that? That is like a lot of booze. But the thing that I love about this is, There's always a contrast in life, isn't there?
Yeah.
You know, you got this over here. My friend Dr. John DeMartini pointed out to me once is you got to stay in the middle.
Ooh.
You got to stay in the middle. And I said, what are you talking about? And he says, if you go over here and you get all jacked, you know what, crazy and happy about this, there's a contrast. And so here's what I want to ask you about, because we could tap in to the energy of, aren't you worried about the variant, Carolyn?
Right.
Or we could tap in to an energy of Washington State, I think, ended up on some ridiculously low poll for opening up. And you know why? Because the governor's very cautious. He said this, the whole state's got to achieve a number. And it's challenging because you got one part of the state achieving the number and the other one not. And so what? What do? You got to wait. But let's talk about rising up for a minute. A lot of times when people hear us talk, I think sometimes in the feedback from our listeners, and by the way, y'all, call into the show. If you want to talk to Carolyn, you want to get some help today,
bring it.
Please, this show is for you. If you're someplace and you're trying to rise up and you're not sure about it, or you want to understand, you know, what is the energy and the impact of a next move? 1-800-930-2819. And by the way, Olivia over there on Facebook, any questions, comments, bring them. Here's the question. This is one of the things I had to learn early on. Of course, Pollyanna Patty was one of my nicknames. When I was ill, right, and even after graduating, after 10 years in a degree, and I didn't want a job. I didn't want to go back to corporate America. Nobody understood my stuckness. I couldn't explain it. But, Carolyn, here's the thing. Some days rising up for me was getting off the couch and taking a shower.
That's right.
Can you talk about the misunderstanding of rise above? And what I mean by that is sometimes when you and I talk about it, and you nailed it before, some days I have got a bad hair day, and boy, it is in every cell of my body.
Sure.
Talk about the degree by which we can rise up.
Well, I'm going to go big picture, and then I'll go a little bit more defined. I think, remember I said everybody has lessons to learn in this. So for me, when they opened the gyms and they closed them again, I think they were only open for like 3 or 4 weeks. So you're basically just getting back to just some sense of normalcy in one area of your life. And then that's taken away from you again. That could have been for other people going out to eat at a restaurant. You know, that might be their joy in life. But whatever that window was, that something opened up and it gave you a sense of normalcy, and then it was ripped away again. I remember the anger I had within me, and I thought, how can I have that much anger within me when I've been praying and meditating and doing all this self-development for so long? And you know what I had to say is, first of all, I'm an intensely passionate person, so when I feel the light and I feel the answers and the solutions for humanity, I feel them at a very joyfully strong level. But when I feel the underbelly of the beast, I feel it at a very strong and intense level as well. And I have to be able to navigate that. And that's also, the better I know myself, the better I show myself. And that's what we had this opportunity for. As this, the global shuffle idea came in when I saw a 60-minute, a Sunday morning CBS segment, and they were talking about all the people moving. Well, you and I both moved, so we know this. But then I noticed, no, it's not just Americans are moving. It's what can we get from China now? Or what can we still not get? You know, what... all this ransomware stuff. I mean, you know, all of a sudden the gas is, I don't know what it is in your neck of the woods, but I don't like where it is, you know. And, you know, when gas was low, nobody talked about it in the news, and now gas is high, and I don't even know that they're talking about it. We're just pretending it's not happening. But, you know, your consumers know. Your consumers know. So what's interesting to me is just we have, like, a new set of problems with integrating into what is our normalcy anyway. I'm an event person. Some events are going to start in August and September. So others aren't starting until 2022. So see, there again, you've just lost that sense of, I'm not even going to dare to use the word normal. I'm going to use the word consistent. You've lost a consistency. So instead of looking for it right now, what I'm doing is I'm just going, deep breath, cross my arms. We're in the middle of the global shuffle.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, it's not stopping you. You're off Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
Book signing.
Online programs. Online programs. Rise above the chaos, yeah.
Yep. And, you know, this is what's really interesting about it. You know, if we could help people understand that any action is enough, right?
You bet.
That first step. And
getting out of bed.
And, you know, how do I know this? I mean, I know this. I know that, boy, when the universe or God or spirit, whatever you believe in, had me study the consequences of broken promises for 10 years, they didn't do that just for me to have nothing to do. I think they did it to convince me your pathway is not corporate America, girlfriend.
That's right.
You need to go figure something else out. I want to take a short break. When we come back, Carolyn, I want to talk about these idea of moving parts. And, you know, I find it interesting. I didn't expect to move. This is the effect of, what did you call it?
The COVID shuffle.
Yeah.
Corona coaster.
Because somewhere people hit a point of crisis and chaos, or their lives were just shaken up enough to fear things they had not feared before.
There you go.
To take an action, fear-based action. And so, you know, here I was, and there's part of this that's really good. There's part of fear which lets you say, wait a minute, I need to plan for my future. And after 14 years, I found myself with my friends saying, you know what? Time for you to move. We got to bang down the walls and we got to get this ready. But it's more than that. When we come back, I want to talk about how the universe conspires for our greatest good, even when it seems like they are messing up the egg salad. And
let's
my friend used to say, and here's what we're going to talk about when we come back, and Benny, I won't say it. My friend used to say, you know, Pat, somehow you learned how to make chicken salad out of chicken, you know what. Let's take a short break. Carolyn, when we come back, I'll tell you all about Carolyn's book, how you can follow her, how you can work with her. We're going to take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there are things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can find me at HannahBelton.online.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hi, I'm Ann Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. It's no secret that anxiety and overwhelm are on the rise. While the tendency is to suppress these feelings, anxiety is really a messenger that's telling you something is off, very off. You might be shooting yourself and living a life based on someone else's expectations. Maybe you have trouble saying no, or maybe you're following the fearful voice in your head that demands you do more, be more in order to feel worthy. So see where you can make a few adjustments in what you're doing to get rid of the overwhelm and create more peace inside instead. To get more tips like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to chat with you.
Everybody, this is it. How do you stay calm in the midst of chaos? How do you navigate the waters? One of the things that, you know, that when you're talking about this roller coaster ride, how do you do it? And that's why I asked Carolyn to come back, Carolyn Gross, Rise Above the Chaos, Redefine Your Life in the Global Shuffle. And we're going to talk about the shuffle because it's internal and external. And, you know, part of that is understanding what you do, Carolyn. How do people find out more about you? How can they participate in webinars, speaking, all of that? Give us
Give us the real deal.
All right. So first of all, easy, riseabovethechaos.net are my online programs. I do a five-week series. I do call it leadership. You talked about your example of leaders were 57% optimistic. Well, the reason that I'm working with leaders so much is they're leading us through this experience in the global shuffle, and I want to support them. So, but I don't just work with leaders. I'm also helping people eat with the number two, eat to live, because a lot of people got into bad habits. And so tomorrow night, June 9th, we have two spots left in a six-week series that'll go over 2 months. So we're not doing it every week. We want people to integrate and rebound in their health. Food, exercise, mental, emotional, spiritual, all of it. So eat to live. You have to fill out the contact form on my website. But if you Google my name, Carolyn Gross, my website will come up right away, and you can just fill out the contact form, or you can sign up at riseabovethechaos.net for one of those Rise Above the Chaos leadership programs. So there's my commercial.
So let me just enhance this a bit, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
also, when you go to Carolyn's website, you know, please check out the healing tools to support the human biofield. Please go over there and look at these tools if you don't mind, because many people ask us, what do we do? I don't have time. I can't call Carol, and I can't even go to therapy. And what I'm saying is these are tools.
Yeah.
They're going to help you. If you're struggling with abundance, there it is. The one that I like is all about freedom.
Wonderful. Here's one right here. This is Voice of Divinity. See how it kind of matches my outfit? But I'm in Hawaii mode right now. I'm already
beautiful.
And this has dolphins on it. So Voice of Divinity, which is the throat chakra. Yes. Awesome.
By the way, I have to comment about this, Carolyn, because we're going to get off and really get deep.
Yes.
Your use of sacred geometry is fifth-dimensional transformation.
Wow.
Thank you for that.
Won't my business leaders be thrilled to know that I even give them fifth dimensional transformation?
I guarantee you that the optimistic ones, they're going to get it. They're going to say, I don't know what that is, but whatever you're drinking, I want it.
That's it. Oh, you're so sweet.
All right, look, let's get on this for a minute, because this is a conversation that doesn't get talked about in the survey. Internal, external chaos, how we process it, and, you know, where is it that people can take that next step, right? Everything's different. Every state's different. Every restriction's different. What did you call it? The shuffle. It is true. But we have to navigate through this. Tell us about the dance, that internal and external.
Let's talk about some of the symptoms right now, post-COVID. You know, how do we know if we have got some internal chaos that we need to release? And you already brought it up a little bit. Memory. You know, we lost a lot of cognitive functioning in quarantine. That means stepping off curbs, having to move quickly if a car is coming or going, knowing when you have to get out of the way of the skateboarder or somebody on a bike. I mean, these are surround sound things we do with our brain when we're functioning in the world. When we went all into screen time, we lost some cognitive exercising and of our brains. And so that could affect memory. It can also affect sleep, because you're not getting the same stimulation, so you're not as tired. And then if you add worry to it, another thing when people are under stress for a long, long time is they can put in their favorite movie and not enjoy it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm giving an example of COVID, you know, because it could have been going over to your favorite friend's house in the past. But when people are burned out or they're just worn down, too much bad news, too much overload. I remember one time it was like, I can't think about too many more professions that are being affected adversely. I didn't do it to be selfish, but it was like after I got to the restaurant owners, what the medical professionals were going through, and, you know, like it sounds silly, but what about the musicians and the artists? I mean, they, you know, let alone a motivational speaker who had a book tour scheduled, that would be me. You know, so many people, so many losses that I went, please don't give me, I didn't even want to see another story on the news about how that industry or this industry had been impacted. It was like, I can't do it. It's not good for my immune system. So being aware of the cognitive loss, that's going to come back quickly. Also, what we're seeing is, this is an example just from the other day. I went to eat at a restaurant that used to be a favorite of mine. And I walked in. First of all, it was like unrecognizable because they had the counter all the way moved up to the front door. And then they had tables that all had Uber, Grubhub, and this very sterile environment. And then they had maybe half a dozen tables outside on the patio. Again, it was about 95 degrees outside, so, you know, not that many people want to enjoy outdoor dining. But, you know, if you have no choice, you have no choice. But I remember that if I sat and I ate my salad, I had a quick flash, you know how they would say back to the future. But I went back to the past and remembered the restaurant when there was indoor dining, when there weren't all these Grubhub tables. And by the way, the line of people that were going by me were all the drivers. So no one was eating in. And I went, okay, it's like how do you integrate that shuffle, that loss of the familiarity.
Yeah.
So we've had talk about grief. We have a loss of the familiarity. And so if you have down days, if you have bad days, if you're raging over little silly things, it's the global shuffle kind of just getting out of you. Let it get out of you. Don't let it stay in you. You know,
I love that. Because, and this is the work that you do and how to help people with, and, you know, I'll tell you what, that is a great example you gave. I had a conversation the other day because what I realized is a lot of the blockbuster movies now are not going to be on, like HBO Max is going to pick up some of them, but what we've gotten comfortable with is having those things, albeit few and far between, because people, Hollywood has been holding out. We've been able to get a taste of it. But now what you're starting to see is only in theaters, like Fast and Furious. What is it, Benny? What's the next Fast and Furious, which I've seen them all. But anything with Vin Diesel and Charlize Theron, I'm going to see. Okay, I just got to see it. And Jason Statham.
Girl,
I have to go
see
it. But here I am. I'm a moviegoer. I've been a moviegoer since I was a kid. And I'm on the fence. I know. That's why we're talking. I got the shuffleism.
And see, that's so real.
It's real.
It's real. Because what I want to tell you is when I sat outside and watched the drivers go by me, I had let a four-top table go because I was just eating alone, and I spoke to the people where I had moved from that table, and they got to be closer to the cooler misters than I. So I just engaged casually in conversation. Are you ready? They looked at me as if I was complaining or had a problem, and I went, oh, no, I'm just letting you know I gave that table over so you could enjoy it. And then I have the smile on my face. I'm sorry, does this smile say that I'm causing trouble? And I just thought, wow, we're just so prepared for something negative or violent or bad that when people do, like, utter or connect, where's all these? It's like, yeah. You're not going into the theater? Darling, just take your wipes or take your sprays. And
exactly. And you know
your
what?
Butt there.
And who doesn't leave home without them? But you know what? This is going to piggyback and leap into what I'm about to tell you, right?
Tell me.
This survey also had another thing in it. The roller coaster, the shuffle. Your face could have been on this. One of the greatest challenges, and tell me where this fits in, because I think it's an internal and external.
Okay.
It is a dilemma. When they ask these people,
this particular question. And all of them, by the way, want to increase employee benefits, want to provide telehealth. How are you not going to do telehealth? How do you give that and then take that back? Oh, no, don't do that. But here it is. You ready? Ready?
I'm sitting down.
The vaccine
what?
The challenge for these companies, and they asked them questions in the survey, are you going to require, and you can fill in the blanks.
Right.
And it is so interesting to see the diversity of results in the study of what people say and what they think. And so 59% of the leaders say that accelerated vaccine rollout is a federal action that would improve business. You know, 59% is half, right? It's 50 plus 9.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not 80. But it's still a good question.
That's right.
The questions they asked are employee vaccine question. Is it required for my job? Can remote employees return to work after getting the vaccine? Can my employer help me get fast vaccine? I mean, they asked so many vaccine questions about this because it affects recruiting and stability. Now, this is not a conversation about should you take the vaccine or not. So YouTube, I'm telling you right now, if you scan this, I'm reading from a document and a study, so it's not my opinion. But let's talk about overcoming the chaos of that and how individually we have to carve out our own pathway.
Well, it's funny because I definitely think people have to take into account what is best for them, you know, medically.
Yep.
So, and a lot of people think there's just one answer to the question, and so then they espouse and cause stress for the rest of the world that thinks maybe there's two answers to the question. But it doesn't matter, be that as it may. I mean, we're getting ready to travel, as I said, to Hawaii, and then once you go to get the test to confirm that you don't have COVID and you're not taking it to Hawaii, they want all the facts about the vax, like that, all the facts about the vax. How do you feel about the mask? The mask, how about the vax? Let's sing a song and everybody shuffle. We're on Corona coaster. So what's happening is I just wrote an original rap, is we just have so much coming at us at once. Take a breath, give your best right answer, make your best right decision for you, weigh out the facts, who do you trust, do you have a doctor, what does your doctor say, isn't it nice to have a doctor, do you have a relationship with your doctor face to face? And if you do, keep it.
Yeah, and Benny can drop some music right down on that rap you did. Thank you.
Oh, good.
For that. Yeah, we're known for the rapping here.
Oh, we are good. Well, then you brought it on me. I haven't done that before.
That was really good. I love that. Benny probably's all over that. and the reason I brought it up is because it would be obvious that we're not talking about it.
Yeah,
because
good.
We are talking about the shuffle. And there are many aspects to it. I want to ask you.
Sure.
You're going to Hawaii. We're doubling space. We're excited about the future.
Yes.
But not everybody is. And, you know, sometimes it's hard when we're around our friends and our family and they are really struggling. You know, maybe there's something about their health that isn't just in line. Maybe the stress has really gotten to them. And don't forget, you know, the stress of chaos, that will show up in our bodies, right, Carolyn?
It will.
And I want to talk to those folks and give them some relief now and really call on your knowledge and your experience to really talk to those folks that perhaps were like me in 2001. I couldn't get off the bed. I couldn't get off the couch.
So one thing about when you hit the bottom of the Corona coaster or the bottom of an emotional experience, maybe you hit the bottom of a relationship where you can't go back into the job I'm really fascinated in the global shuffle about how many people have the option to go back to work, and they're like, maybe a day or two a week. I'm like, really? You've worked for that with that group of people for 25 years, and you're going to go back for one day a week after a one-year experience. So that just shows you how profound this is. So what I want to say to people that are at the bottom is the nicest thing about the bottom of the wave or the emotion or the worst of circumstances is there's only one way to go, and that's up. Mm. There's only one way to go, you know. And the other thing is watch the people that have endured really difficult situations and how they harness that challenge to build a better and a stronger and a more fabulous life. Even when you don't feel it, you can still say to yourself, you know, someday I want to help somebody like me. Or maybe you have someone you really love in your family and they're autistic or they have some disability and you say, someday I want to help somebody like them. You know, we're not always that excited about our own issues or health challenges that we have to want to help people that have only what we have. Sometimes we get moved, you know, and you were saying that universe that configures, you said that earlier, that was beautiful, brilliant, that, you know, the universe is not set up against us.
Right.
But no matter what your spiritual beliefs or practice are, it does. This is Earth. This is Earth school. There are problems to be solved. There are lessons to be learned. There will be highs. There will be lows.
Yeah. This is life. It's in any given day, it can be a day of contrast. You know, it could be a horoscope that you read in the morning that you absolutely believe and fulfill that self-fulfilling prophecy. Unfortunately, it doesn't take you down a path of abundance and wellness. Or it could be participating and plugging in, you know, to your message, Carolyn, to your books, you know, to making a conscious choice to get on the pathway to freedom. And I think that's why I wanted you to come back. That's why you and I are talking today.
Thank you. I'm honored. I'm honored.
Thank you.
I'm honored by you, sister girl.
Thank you. For some reason, you and I have been called to be of assistance to people. This is a vehicle for me. I think Benny said we're going on 18 years or something. 10 years for the network. And my friends look at me, Carol, and then they say, we don't get it. Why? Why? You're expanding your space. You're growing your company. You should, like, retire.
Thank you.
Or you should be, like, I don't know, what are you doing? Why are you doing it? I love the why question because I can't stand the why question, so I have to learn to love it because I don't know what to say.
Oh, well, I'll help you with that. Is that all right if I help
you?
Do
it now, please.
All right, right now. So it's the third act. I've waited my whole life for the third act. I don't want to miss one line, one activity, one scene. I've prepared my whole life, you, Pat, I, Carolyn, and a lot of people listening. You've prepared your whole life. This, you know, I look at aging the same way as I look at the variants of the virus. It's like, I'm sorry, why would I even think about aging? I think young every day.
Exactly.
I think ridiculously young every day. I don't even just reverse the numbers of my age. It's like 25, you know.
Exactly.
That's about my number. You know, some people say 39. I'm like 25. I really like 25, you know.
Yeah.
But you're at your third act. You've got all this experience. Why wouldn't you expand? And look at how, you know, you've been so gracious to me to allow me to come on and advocate for my services, but I'll do the same thing for you because right now your message, the people you attract, your mission, and you are those people on the couch. I love how you're always waiting on them. Like, obviously, when you were on the couch, you wanted somebody to get to you, you know? So you're the one who's getting to them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I created a brand, which was the original show name. You'll laugh at this. It became extremely popular. I'm telling you, there's such demand for me to bring it back.
called Crust Busting. The show is called, my first show was called Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. I mean, I gave Shirley MacLaine a Crust Busting Award. As you see the pictures of me and Shirley. Christina Aguilera, I was so in this place that it was so unfamiliar to me. And I accidentally dialed the wrong phone number, and that was my first show. I mean, but I was in a place in my life that was so unfamiliar to me. And I dialed this phone number on an internet-only deal in 2003. And I paid a lot of money for airtime, and I never looked back. And I never thought about it, and I still don't think about it. And I just know if you and I have the experience to help people overcome massive challenges and loss, how could we not be out in the public? Because folks are going to hear something you say. Folks are going to hear something I say. You know, I shared a story about growing up and living in the Bronx, and my day was filled with being at the top of the monkey bars. And I had one of the listeners from the East Coast go to a park and get on the top of the monkey bar to experience it. Mm. And I just thought, how does it get any better than this, Carolyn?
Well, let's also remind people, if they've had a lot of chaos in their life and they've had a lot of setbacks, that those people, the third act is paramount. You know, there's people that raise families and they have all their dreams come true in their 20s and their 30s and their 40s. And sometimes when the family grows up or it's gone, they don't have as much of a sense of belonging or purpose. But other people maybe don't have all that come together as quickly, and yet their lives are building to something. Yeah. And so there's not one person who's had it down and bad that probably doesn't have the potential to have a fabulous third act or even a second, you know?
I do. Carolyn, thank you for today. Oh, my gosh, you rock. Tell folks again how they can follow you around.
Absolutely.
And how they can get your books. It's not just one book. There are many books. And also, please take a look at, you know, what I talked about, the Life Solutions part of what you're doing. How do people do this? Give us your website.
CreativeLifeSolutions.com. Fill out the contact form. Tell us you want to be on our list. I send out tips and articles and ideas to help you. And I also do retreats, year-end retreats, coaching, and public events. We'd love to connect.
I love it.
And when I come to Seattle, I'm connecting with you, Dr. Pat.
Oh, I hope you'll come in. We'll have a blast.
East West Bookstore.
Yeah, I love it. When are you going to be there?
I'm getting it scheduled. So my publicist, he'll hear this. Get us scheduled.
I know. Isn't that what we're saying?
I have to get together.
Come on, people. Get them scheduled. We need to get out. Carolyn Gross, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with more of the Dr. Pat Show.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KMUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Tuesday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the town. The west side's looking pretty good. I-5 northbound, southbound to and from Seattle and also down in Tacoma. Pretty decent. We still do, however, have 405 northbound traffic just after, looks like, the interchange at 900 and Park Drive up through the Kennedale Hill is heavy up through into downtown Bellevue. Good thing, though, it'll break free after, looks like, Southeast 8th Street in downtown Bellevue. Smooth through the 520. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge. Topic for the show, on the edge of mass manipulation. More on that after the news and weather.
ABC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The White House COVID response team is pushing states hard to hit President Biden's July 4th goal.
Over the weekend, Washington State became the 13th state to reach the milestone of 70% of adults with at least one shot.
Senior White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt told reporters 13 states have reached the threshold. The national adult rate stands at more than 63%. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said there's much more work to do, especially among younger people. Children under the age of 12 will be involved in a new coronavirus vaccine study conducted by Pfizer. The drug maker said up to 4,500 children will be enrolled in the study. It'll take place at more than 90 clinical sites around the world. Also, the dosage given to children will depend on their age. The U.S. currently allows children age 12 and over to get the Pfizer shots to protect themselves against the virus. There's another effort to get illegal guns off New York City streets and address the surge in shootings. Scott Pringle reports.
The NYPD's John Miller says agents with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives will now be embedded directly in the NYPD using the latest technologies in finding and tracing illegal weapons.
It allows us to get to the sources of those guns.
NYPD intel detectives will also partner with ATF gun tracing teams. Mayor de Blasio calls this a first-in-the-nation kind of partnership.
The proliferation of guns during the pandemic was unprecedented and troubling, and therefore we have to double down on getting guns off our streets.
Scott Pringle, New York.
In the first lawsuit of its kind, Ohio's attorney general wants Google to be declared a public utility. Jack Runley has more.
State AG Dave Yost has filed suit in Delaware County accusing Google of anti-competitive practices, saying that because it is the dominant internet search engine, Google has an obligation to treat all users and all information the same, comparing it to a railroad or the electric company. Yost's lawsuit seeks to declare Google a public utility subject to regulation and not prioritizing its own products.
You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with a booming voice that emphasizes all the main points. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
That part is super important.
Here's one with a booming voice.
I'm emphasizing everything.
Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance.
Like a page with every word highlighted.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Napa know-how.
Celebrate Dad all month at Napa with the Evercraft 100-piece screwdriver set for $19.99. To a regular person, that might seem like an excessive number of screwdrivers. But to Dad, that's just being prepared. Like buying a paper map in case the GPS goes rogue. That's the Evercraft 100-piece screwdriver set for $19.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating locations, while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/21.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to challenge conventional beliefs about what's possible in creating health, wealth, and happiness. You are listening to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge. This hit show is providing you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. It is time to open and expand your awareness, accelerate your well-being as Megan shares wisdom, teachings, and experience from a lifelong journey of the heart. Enact the power of radical change with ease and lift your desires to a new perspective. Now, here's Playing on the Edge Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Megan Edge, and I get to have these amazing monthly conversations with my fabulous co-host, Dr. Pat. These conversations are empowering, they're deep, they're transformational, and we absolutely love doing them. This is now our third season doing this, and this is our 42nd show, and today we're going to be talking about mass manipulation and the effects and impact that being manipulated or manipulating others has on us, on our health and our well-being, and on our sense of community. I'm really excited for this show, Pat. How are you feeling about it?
I think it's a really important conversation to have because, you know, we don't talk about it in these terms. Mm-hmm. We talk about it, and books have been written about influencing others. And there's a difference in my mind. You know, we all influence each other. This show is influential.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a line that I think that gets crossed sometimes between being influential and having an exchange of ideas and communication versus when that turns into you either take my idea or else.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk about the various forms of manipulation. And thank you for being so blunt about this, because we want to talk about the signs so that people can get some help. You know, what are the signs of manipulation? What do they look like? What can you do about it? Tell me from your perspective. This is a very important conversation for you. It has been a conversation for me for most of my adult career in corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it about this now that we have taken mass manipulation to a new level?
I think it's really important to, as you say, look at the different levels of manipulation, the different kinds of manipulation, what manipulation may be toxic to our health and our well-being, what manipulation may be more of the influencing, as you say, to really be able to break it down so that people understand how it is that we use this behavioral tool in our day-to-day lives and how we can identify those places where it's not a healthy kind of behavior that we are either engaged in or being afflicted with. And when I was doing our write-up and organizing our show, the term master manipulator came to me. You know, and I know that all of us have one, two, or a dozen master manipulators in our lives, or maybe we are a master manipulator, if we're really being honest, in the ways in which we get other people to behave in certain ways, do certain things, fill our wishes and desires in certain ways. And it really is an incredible area of human psychology. The reason that it's so important right now is because, and for me personally, I'm watching loved ones around me, I'm watching friends, colleagues, strangers being manipulated on a mass scale to follow certain behaviors or directives. Or equally, on the other hand, being manipulated to not follow those directives, those mandates. It's really interesting to observe the two different camps that our world seems to be divided in right now when it comes to this global situation that we're in, and looking at both sides and what seems to really matter most to each side becomes the thing that they then become the master manipulator around.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that's on the grand scale. And on the personal scale, when I really started to look at my life as I was living it in my former marriage and in the former health situations that I was in, one of the things that I had to get really honest about was where I was allowing myself to be manipulated and why. Why was I allowing it?
Yeah.
And in a lot of ways, we've talked about this in many of our other shows, the ways in which we learn to survive in a situation that isn't always the best for us or can be downright dangerous for us, it's sometimes to allow that behavior to happen to keep ourselves safe.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a difference between offering and manipulating. Let me give a practical example. You get an email that comes in, and maybe you didn't ask for it, but it's kind of cool. It's like a press release, and I got one this morning, and it's an offer. It says, for a limited time, you can purchase a new rail pass on Amtrak to tour the country for one lone fare up to $99 per traveler.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an offer. You look at it, and then they explain it, and then they explain the regular price. And it ends there.
Mm-hmm.
It ends there. There doesn't come a follow-up, and I'm talking about a simple ad. And how a simple ad. There's not going to be a follow-up. They're telling you how in 50 years this is what they're doing. They're giving you the criteria.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get some follow-up that says, if you don't do it,
right,
this will be your consequence.
Right. Then there's manipulation. So this is a really important distinction. It's one thing to say, here's what I have to offer you. And then you get to make up your mind about it. That's informed consent. That's informed decision making. So Amtrak makes that offer, and you think, oh, that's kind of interesting. Well, do I want to go around the country? let's look at what's going on in the rest of the country. Does that seem like a good thing to do this summer? Are there other offers out there that might be better or different? You do your research. You make up your mind based on the information that you have, because you have access to all the information that you need to make that informed decision. To me, that's not manipulation. But as you've described, once those follow-up emails start coming in, once there is a hint of coercion, or an if you don't, then, a perceived consequence, we move immediately into a state of apprehension, anxiety, and fear. And those are the states that a master manipulator will then manipulate. Because if you're in fear, you're not thinking clearly. If you're feeling anxious, you're not grounded. So you're not making a clear decision, right? There's the whole, again, the whole psychology of it is so fascinating. And in many, in, I think in all cases, until you sit down and really look at your life and notice and see and be honest about where you are being manipulated or are manipulating others, it is for the most part under the radar. We're so used to it that we don't even question it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think when we start to look at this, Megan, you know, it really is, it starts, you can start at the micro, or you could start at the macro.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you an example, and I'm not going to mention any names or networks, but it's a real example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, recently one of our networks decided that, and this is a fact, one of our networks refused close to 184,000 advertisement because the advertisements actually said that the January 6th riots actually happened here. And so you have to ask yourself, mass manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
One party is on one side and says, nope, January 6th riot didn't happen. The other party over here who wants to purchase $186,000 or $7,000 worth of advertising
mm-hmm.
has an ad that says it did happen. And yet, this is news that goes out, and people are divided. And so part of this is looking at what gets in the way of mm-hmm. any of us, especially at a mass control level, to tell the truth.
Well, let's look at what that means in the first place. You know, truth is or can be very arbitrary. There's a difference between truth and agreed fact. You know, we can all agree that it's a fact that the world turns. No, we can't even all agree on that, because some people believe the Earth is flat. We can agree that there's a sun in the sky and we see it every day. Oh, but wait, no, because if you live in the jungle, maybe you don't see it every day. Or if it's you live in Antarctica and it's the middle of winter, you don't see it every day. So you see what I'm saying? There's truth and there's fact, but truth and fact don't always meet, because then it comes down to our own personal experience. I've been looking at this idea since we started talking about it, of manipulation. And, you know, what is it that allows a mass manipulation to happen? How is it that it can affect so many people, but then some people are not affected by the mass manipulation? Some people are questioning what they're being told or what the controlled narrative is or what's happening. And other people just simply go along with it. And I think it's this relationship between the micro experience and the macro experience.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a person who grew up in a very manipulative household where there was a master manipulator or two in the household, you would learn to follow the manipulation. You would learn to not question it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be safe to. So you might become the kind of person who, if there is a mass manipulation campaign, you might be the sort of person who would fall for it.
And history really points this out. I mean, you and I are just not having theoretical conversations here.
No.
You know, the history of what you've done and you've looked at, you know, you can see where massive amounts of people were convinced
mm-hmm.
to do something, to act in ways that are devastatingly harmful, the most harmful things we could possibly do.
Yeah.
Out of a manipulative process. And every moment, their paradigm was supported by day-to-day persecution. I mean, Megan, I think you talk about, you know, the fact that the, you know, we're looking at Nazi Germany, Rwanda, Bosnia, genocide. We're looking at these, but yet, do you know that we're moving in a direction where the Holocaust is not really talked about much anymore?
I am aware of that. Half of my family is Jewish, and my stepmother's family were in the concentration camps, and my stepmother has spent much of her adult life exploring that, doing a lot of healing work around it for other people as well as for herself. She does a lot of writing around it. It was very real for a lot of people, for millions and millions of people. It was very, very real. The question that I've always had around that is, how did that happen? Like, how did Hitler mass manipulate an entire population, or at least much of that population, to believe that this was the right course of action, to blame an entire other population, and then to commit these atrocities on them? But when you start to break it down, you see a pattern, and the pattern is that it starts benignly. It starts with a people that generally like to follow the rules, like we do in Canada. We like to follow the rules.
I didn't know that.
Oh, we're so damn polite. Don't you know that?
Oh, all right. Okay, there we go.
There's lots of subtle ways that it starts quietly and it starts on the small side. And as it gains momentum, that's when the manipulation of fear and anxiety starts to come. It's very specific, the wording, the marketing, and the branding that is used in a mass manipulative event. And what the master manipulator does is creates an us and them scenario, and us is superior, and them is not. And them is the reason why we are not succeeding in whatever it is that we're being told that we should be doing. So we create, so there's a shame and blame, like we talked about in previous episodes. There's a divide that gets created. But more than that, and what is as insidious, if not more, is that it is as much what is not being said or shown or shared as the words that are being used to cement a particular mass viewpoint. And by that I mean that there were a lot of people in Germany at the time who did not know what was happening. They knew that their neighbors were disappearing, but they didn't know where they were going. And sometimes that was because they didn't want to know, because who would? I mean, that's one of the reasons also that manipulation can be so effective, is that we don't want to know. We don't want to know what's going on over there. We've got to keep our family safe over here. Right, so these layers and layers to it. It's such an important question. What is it that would allow a human being to treat another human being so awfully when that seems contrary to our human nature? As a cooperative species, how is that an evolutionary benefit?
Yeah. I have to tell you, let's take a short break, because when we come back, you know, I want to talk with you about how do you know? How do you know that something's going on? You know, in the last show, we talked about internal and external chaos.
Mm.
But manipulation is part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you know if you are being manipulated? And it sounds so victimized, doesn't it? Oh, don't say I'm being manipulated because I'm standing in my power. But stay with us for the rest of the show and see where the conversation goes, because you have to really see your own signs in order for you to have a moment where you hit a pause button. Now, I will say when we come back, we're going to talk about this, but also we'll talk about the latest study that came out, because it seems like whatever the manipulation tactics are for COVID, they're not working in every state in the United States. And why is that? And I'm just going to say right now,
just a comment. When we come back, we're going to talk about how we are looking at what it is about us that is so powerful that no one can manipulate us. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother, Christian, went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there are things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition, and that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can find me at HannahBelton.online.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the energy paradigm each month on transformationtalkradio.com with Dr. Vic. The energy paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit theenergyparadigm.com.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving steak?